You're listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings on 93.1 KISS FM.
It's our monthly Ask a Lawyer feature with Michael Gopin. You submit the questions. Michael Gopin will give you some legal advice or at least point you in the direction that he feels you need to go with this, you know, issue that you have.
Okay, so Jordan says he works for the city and he was doing a cleanup job over in the Northeast. He got bit by a dog and needed stitches on both hands. So the dog belonged to the house they were in front of, and the owner refuses to help with the situation. He says he has no home insurance, can't afford to help. He said, does your office handle these types of cases? What can I do in this situation?
Well, the best advice I would give you at this point with the facts that you're telling me is that I would file a workers' comp claim with the city. You were definitely on the job at the time of the accident, so the city would pay for your medical bills and expenses if they haven't already. You do, of course, have a potential claim against the owner of the dog. There is a one-bite free rule kind of in Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of unusual, but a dog has to have a propensity for violence, so you kind of get, if he's had a one bite before, then the owner is going to be liable. Of course, without the homeowner's insurance to back him up, you know, there's probably a difficult situation for you actually collecting. So it seems like with these particular facts, the best thing is to do is to file a claim with your workers' comp, get the bill paid. Hopefully, you're back to normal and don't need any future treatment. But if you do, workers' comp would pay for it also.
And then what you mean by the one bite rule, it's like one incident, right? Like he said he was bitten both hands. It's not okay. This was one bite, and this is another bite.
Well, more like two incidents. So if he had a first incident, like a dog bit you yesterday, and then tomorrow the dog bites me, the owner then has knowledge that the dog has the propensity to bite, so he has to be more careful.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Tricia says, a person in front of me was hauling some furniture and a shelf fell off the truck and hit my front windshield. The driver didn't notice and kept on going. What should I do? I did file a police report.
Well, I'm assuming that you do not have the license plate number of the truck. In that event, what I would do is call your own auto insurance coverage and tell them what happened. As long as you have collision coverage or uninsured motorist property damage coverage, one of those two, they will cover it and pay for the damages of the vehicle. The police report will be good to give to them just to verify what happened.
Right.
But if you don't have any information on this truck, there's no way to make a claim against this, you know, phantom vehicle that was out there. So the best and only answer would be to go through your own coverage.
You know, and the worst thing about it is that you have to cover deductibles.
Right.
And so a lot of times you look at it and they're like, okay, well, you know, we'll cover it to, you know, $500 and you're
that's my deductible.
My deductible is $1,200, you know. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then with that type of coverage and making a claim, your insurance may go up.
Yeah.
So there's no free claim rule for that. So if you use your collision coverage, your insurance probably would go up and you have to make a decision, weigh it if the damages are worth making a claim for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Would that also pertain to like this time of the year when the winds blow debris all over the place and sometimes stuff goes on the road and you see it too late and you run over a pail or something, you know, and it does some damage to the under part of your car.
Right? Yeah,
it would be the same. You would use that same type
of same logic. Yeah.
Oy.
So yeah, it's definitely a problem. I mean, let's just say you saw a truck and it was just a brand name vehicle and you knew who it was. Maybe you got a license plate number. Then maybe you can make a claim against them for, you know, improper storage of their thing in the back of their truck and not letting, you know, securing it well enough to keep it from flying out. But on the highway, you can get hit by lots of different things.
Yeah.
And there's no way to know who actually caused this to hit you.
Yeah. Okay, so this is from Anonymous. She said she recently lost her son to a drunk driving incident where he was the only one involved. But she said the bar he was served at served him so much that he was almost three times over the limit from the report that the police gave them, not to mention he was only 20 years old. She wants to know if the place can be held liable for the accident.
It's certainly possible they could be held liable. We'd have to investigate and find out more facts. This is what they call a dram shop case, where you sue the bar for exactly what she's talking about. So if there's witnesses, friends of his that were with him at the bar, acquaintances, we'd want to investigate, find out all the facts, what happened, how he got in, did he have a fake ID, why'd they serve him, did they Was he at more than one place? All those questions are important. But, yes, it's certainly possible, and I am so sorry to hear about your son. That's just such a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. I can't imagine.
I imagine this type of a case would take a while because there's so much investigating that needs to be
there's
done.
There's a lot of investigating, and I would imagine that the place or the bar would probably not be willing to settle very quickly. They may be willing to settle after some time, some investigation, some depositions.
Or if there's some kind of irrefutable evidence.
Correct,
you know,
correct. And they're not going to be cooperating before a lawsuit's filed with giving you information or, you know, you would have to talk to maybe the bartenders, the employees that were there who've seen this kid and all those factors. So
But then you have to ask the bartender, oh, by the way, were you over-serving this kid? And then they can be liable.
Right. I mean, so, did he pay cash for the drinks? Did he charge the drinks? If he charged the drinks, there's more of a, you know, you could see exactly what he had and drank. And so that would be important, too. I would definitely come talk to a lawyer, come talk to us. We'd be happy to try to investigate and help. It's just a tragedy, and there'll be a lot of work to determine if there's a valid case for sure.
Okay. Ask a Lawyer, Michael Gopin. We'll be right back. More of your questions, his answers.